Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what up, party people? It is I, your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, coming at you live every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I am here with the other Dave Navarro.
Yes, it's me, the other Dave Navarro. How are you, Jenny?
Yes, we're on Channel 1, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's freaking hot. When the hell did summer get here?
Yesterday.
Really? No, I thought it might have like been here like
It was at midnight. It was at 12:09 a.m., Dave, and you missed it.
It came and went
at the same time. What? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, nothing. I'm just like, where the hell did this heat come from out of nowhere?
Just like a dead guy with a prostitute.
Oh,
he came and went at the same time.
Wow, sorry. Really? You just had to go there with that?
Yes, I did.
I gotta be so nasty. You're just nasty.
Because this is just Jenny's nasty. Real talk on the fucking block.
And that's why you're being real!
Exactly.
Dude, are you stoked about tonight?
Yes.
Fight the room.
Okay, so I've been blasting the shit out of this show, and I'm going around my whole building where I live, going, free tickets, free tickets, free tickets! Come down to the Viper Room tonight, free tickets on me, free tickets, free tickets. I'm going around telling everybody, free tickets, you know, come on. Come see a rock show at the Viper Room in West Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard. Come on down, see Dirty Machine. Yeah. We're doing a creative artists agency is doing a showcase. So basically, this is like a audition for Dirty Machine, and I'm assuming Dead also. DED is the band that opens for them. So doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Viper Room. Show starts at 7, so first band, DED, they go on at 7, and then Dirty Machine's going to go on at 8:30 p.m., but that's in rock terms. That means they'll go on at 9, 9:15. Just kidding.
Really? Really, we're going to do that?
Dude! I've covered enough shows to fucking know. By now.
Actually,
there's no 12-year-old, so I can swear today.
Actually, David told me that they might be going on at 8:30. That's what he told me.
Hello, didn't I just say 8:30?
I'm not paying attention to anything.
You're not listening to
I'm not paying attention to anything you're saying.
I just literally said
that I'm in the middle of texting Dre because Dre's not here yet. Okay?
Well, DeAndre Adams, if you're listening, your
he's
ass
not listening.
Is grass. I'm
he's
just
not
kidding.
Listening
no, but
at all.
Anyway, yes, we're supposed to go on stage at 8:30 p.m. This is a showcase. I would hope things are going to be on time. But usually in the rock world, that means you go on about 30 to 45 minutes after you're supposed to. Because this is, you know, how
this is Hollywood.
This is how it works,
dude. Oh my God,
dude.
It's like Hollywood style.
Dude, it's like this every fucking show I goddamn cover.
And you know what?
Every cover.
You know
every
what?
Show,
this week
show.
Is actually, this week is actually like a pretty busy week, actually, because
it's
tomorrow,
a huge week.
Well, tomorrow, Gretchen Bonaducci is performing at the Farmer's Market at the Grove.
Third Street in Fairfax. Go over there, check
amazing.
It out. Over in West LA. Well, it's West Hollywood.
Dude, how much fun was her? Was her performance last time?
Her show was a lot of fun. I had a blast, and she has a really good voice. I was very. I mean, I'm sorry to say, I was surprised. I didn't know. You know, when you see somebody who's like a star, an actress, or whatever. You
Corey
don't,
Feldman.
You
sorry, I said that out loud.
I'm still waiting to hear back from his people. Don't jinx it for me, Dave. Anyhow.
Hey, this is Jenny's real talk on the block, okay?
I'm not saying
I'm keeping
it because
it real.
I could. Oh, well, I'm going to see that fucking show anyway. He can't stop me because I'm there to cover Dirty Machine.
Damn right.
So, like, I give a rat's ass
That's
if, he,
what I'm
if
talking
I hear
about.
Back from his people or not because I'm still going to see him perform.
Sure.
Because I still got tickets. So like I give a crap.
Yeah.
But anyway, it would be nice still, you know. I watched you and goddamn Friday the 13th, motherfucker. get back to me.
Dude, I watched them like in The Goonies.
I love The Goonies.
Lost Boys.
I love The Lost Boys. Everything he's done. A License to Drive. Fucking love it.
No, that was Corey Haim.
Corey.
And Corey Helfeld.
They were both in it with Jack Wagon. It's just one of them's still alive and one's dead.
I was just trying to keep you on your toes.
I said one's alive and one's dead.
I know. I was
anyway.
God. Anyway. You know what? I'm just going to say the news. How about that? I'm just going
to
go ahead and
report the news. No, one more piece of news before you go to the news. yeah, so I scored tickets. Thank you, Lou Gordon, lead singer of Orgies, dad.
Nice.
Jay Gordon's dad, Lou.
I keep on...
Blessed me with 4 passes to go to the Rose in Pasadena this Saturday to go to... mosh out and just totally friggin' just like go crazy in on the floor. I'm telling you, seriously.
I swear, I hear
Orgy Jay Gordon, puts on the most incredible fucking show ever.
I hear Jay Gordon, I immediately think The Flash. It's actually Jay Garrett, but still, they sound exactly the same.
Yeah, no.
You know.
Jay Gordon, lead singer of Orgy.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know who the fuck it is, okay?
I'm going to get pictures and videos.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're going to mosh.
You should totally be twirling your hair while you're saying that. There you go. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Jenny is being a total valley girl from Maine.
Yeah. That's hard to do because
there's
no fucking valleys.
Totally.
Just mountains and some snow and shit. I don't know.
The mountains and peaks.
Some lakes and some ocean and you know,
some other crap that people really don't give a shit about.
Exactly, pretty much. Least of all me.
Least of all you. That's why you're in L.A.
That's why I'm in Los Angeles.
That's why you're in L.A.
L.A. I hella love it. Yeah. Oh, God, I sound like fucking NoCal.
No, we're not
doing this.
No, NoCal.
We're SoCal.
Yee. Yee. Remember that?
And here is Dave, sorry, the other Dave Navarro with the news.
It's June 14th, 2016 at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. In local news, brought to you by ABC 7 News correspondent Sid Garcia, Hawthorne father pistol whipped in violent home invasion. Two suspects are on the loose after a violent home invasion in Hawthorne early Wednesday morning. Authorities say the incident happened at an apartment complex in the 14100 block of Shadron Avenue around 3:30 a.m. A father was inside the residence with his teenage daughter and her friends. Quote, "I just thank God that I'm still alive and nobody got hurt," said the father, who did not want to be identified. He was pistol whipped by the suspects, police said. He said he has no idea how the masked suspects got in. In U.S. news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Paul Elias, San Francisco UPS shooting leaves 4 dead, including gunmen. A UPS employee opened fire at a San Francisco package delivery facility on Wednesday, killing 3 employees and then himself as officers closed in, police and the company said. San Francisco Assistant Police Chief Tony Chaplin said at a news conference that 2 others were wounded in the shooting that prompted a massive police response in an industrial neighborhood near downtown. Police have not determined a motive. Chaplin said that the shooter was armed with an assault pistol and put the weapon to his head and pulled the trigger when police found him. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondents Gregory Katz and Danica Kirka, death toll rises to 12 in London apartment building inferno. And that's about it. I got on that one. I'm sorry. Correction, the blaze early Wednesday in the 24-story building in West London's North Kensington district also injured 74 others, 18 of them critically, and left an unknown number missing. A tenants group had complained for years about the risk of fire. More than 200 firefighters worked through the night and were still finding pockets of fire inside later in the day. A huge plume of smoke wafted across the London skyline and left burned-out hulks in the working class, multi-ethnic neighborhood. In entertainment news, Cosby jury reviews accuser's testimony amid deliberations. Brought to you by the Associated Press correspondents Mary Claire Dale and Michael R. Sizak. Jurors in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial reviewed portions of his accuser's testimony Wednesday as they deliberated for a third day over whether the 79-year-old star drugged and molested her at his suburban Philadelphia estate. Jurors made the request to have portions of Andrea Constan's testimony read back to them after deliberating about 21 hours without reaching a verdict in a case that has already helped demolish Cosby's nice guy reputation. Constan, 44, who spent 7 hours on the stand last week, was in the gallery as the jury scrutinized her story. She testified that Cosby gave her pills that left her woozy, helped her to a couch, and then violated her while she was passed out, unable to say no or fight his advances. In sports, in baseball, the Anaheim Angels take on the New York Yankees. The weather today is sunny with a high of 85 degrees and a low of 63. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 84. I'm sorry, a low of 64. That would be hot. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Yeah, one shirt at a time.
One shirt. Totally threw me off right about now. That was almost as bad as my flop on the news right now. Jesus. It's in the middle of, like, you know, getting all the stories, and then suddenly I'm, like, reading, and it's like a teleprompter. Like, you tend to read everything that's on the teleprompter.
Yeah.
I had an Anchorman moment. Where he's like, go fuck yourself, San Diego. You know? Just reading everything off the teleprompter. I just had that moment right now.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Right.
Let's not say that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we already said it, so it's all good. We're in LA, so we could easily see that anyway.
Oh, that's right, because we don't live in San Diego.
Exactly. So we're good.
San Diegoans.
We're not going to have like a riot or anything like that come at us.
San Diegoans.
San Diegans.
It's going to be a bilingual bloodbath.
Orale, we kill you.
Remember, see, he goes. Oh, he goes.
We crossed the border for a reason. Oh, yeah. Kill you.
Oyale, bitches. No, I was just...
Oyale. They're not oily.
Oily? They're oily.
What's oily?
Oily bitches.
Oily bitches.
Yes.
Oily bitches. From San Diego, the oily bitches.
Yes. It sounds proper. Sounds right. Anyway.
Sounds squirrely to me. I don't know. I'm not even going to follow up with that one.
Okay. Anyway, I got my typical weekly shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Mimi, Tran, MZ, Clarissa, Mom, you know, Miss Brenda, you know who I'm talking about, and Christy. There we go. I did my weekly shout outs.
Now you guys don't have to bother her.
Shout me out.
Yeah, I already did it.
Those are my weekly ones. Oh. I do those every week.
And now your daily ones?
And no. And again, to recap what's going on, we are going to see Dirty Machine tonight at the Viper Room. Free tickets. How many times do I got to see fucking free tickets?
I'm sorry, was it free tickets?
Free tickets.
I was just making
Calm down and see David Charles Leitch.
Yes.
Did I get it right? I got it right?
Yes, okay. David Charles Leitch. Nightmare.
He says, my fat ass will be standing under... This is his words.
I know.
Mine.
I read it.
Ass will be standing under the Viper Room sign in front of the building with 200 free tickets in hand. So please come down.
He's dedicated.
I don't think he has a fat ass, but I don't know. I didn't look. So I just didn't think he was that fat, really.
You're about the right size of fat.
Yeah, he's the right size for a dude, and the right size for a metal dude.
Yeah, that's true. No, like, I wouldn't mess with David. David's a big guy.
He looks like, he studied with WWE. I wouldn't mess with him.
That guy. Nicest guy in the world, though.
Really nice guy.
Amazing dude. Him and Nightmare.
That's what it was. God damn, I keep trying to remember what it is. I wanted to say Monster, Maniac, Mayhem. Nightmare's
the drummer.
No, it's Nightmare, for him. God. No, I just kept trying to remember. I know his real name, Mike Weekly, but I couldn't remember his character name.
Nightmare.
Yeah, Nightmare. God damn it.
Nightmare. I just think Nightmare on Elm Street.
So. Nightmare. Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah. That'll help me to remember it. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Word association.
Got okay, it. So, yeah, so go see Dirty Davo. And
Nightmare. And the rest of Dirty Machine.
Play, and the rest of the Dirty Machine, who I don't know their names, and I haven't met them yet. But yeah. There's like, what, six of them?
They're trying to go for nine.
Yeah. I know, as I was joking about that when I said that last time, but about nine people because of Slipknot, but I think they're really trying to do it.
You slipped or not?
I slipped my, yeah.
Something. I made a funny.
Something. That's rare for you.
Laugh, damn it. There you go.
Anyway.
It's like I command you to laugh.
So go see, you sound like I'm watching Spaceballs. Go see.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Yes, exactly.
Yo!
Yes. Anyway, go see Dirty Machine, play tonight at the Viper Room. Free show. Come check it out. Creative Artist Agency is doing a showcase, two bands, DED, and then that's at 7 p.m. and then 8:30 will be Dirty Machine, so go check it out. Orgy this Saturday, show starts at like 7, doors open at 6. They go on stage at 9. They go on Orgy goes on stage at 9 p.m. at the Rose. You're just an ass.
I'm bilingual, again, so I'm trying to say I'm no, translating what you're saying.
No,
here.
La orgía will be playing at 9 p.m.
No. No.
Vamos
no
a
Spanglish.
Orgía.
No, no fucking Spanglish.
Vamos a orgía.
I don't like this part of the segment. Anyway.
I quit. I'm out of here. That's it.
I don't need a translator for my show.
Whatever. Anyway. Why gotta be like that?
I mean, I guess we want to conquer the Hispanic nation of
no,
LA.
If I wanted to do that, I'd be like, hola, pues vamos aquí ahorita. Dude, the Spanish.
Número uno.
Aquí viene ahorita. You know, it's like, dude, are you
only
at
Taco
now?
Bell. Oh, sorry, what?
Dude, they are so fast on the mic. They're like, aquí vamos ahorita para el segundo secreto. Órale. You know, they do that all the time, bro.
So they sound like a like auctioneer?
Like a Spanish auctioneer. Exactly.
Yeah, that's annoying as fuck. Okay, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Out of control. Yeah, out of control. Like seriously, it's like listening to Speedy Gonzalez on crack.
Jesus, just when he thought he couldn't get, you know, speedier.
Dude, it's bad. It's so bad.
It's like Speedy Gonzalez on speed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is kind of on speed anyway.
Drop the meth, Speedy. Drop it. Drop the pookie.
Crack kills. Cocaine's a hell of a drug, though.
Anywho, we have the wonderful Archangel
Nancy Rodriguez.
Yes, in the house with us here on
Jenny's.
John Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. I'm trying to say the name of the show, damn you.
Are we doing this in Spanish or English? I'm confused now.
I know, right? I tend to do that.
I can do people,
I don't know, but no, let's not go there. I mean,
go there.
I really didn't even like it for an Adam Sandler movie. So, anywho, and he's one of my favorite people on the planet.
Flam, 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 flam.
Yeah. Anyway, Jay's Real Talk of the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 today. We are featuring Archangels. Which is a, I found out, a TV show, not a hot band. I thought it was going to be some hot chicks in some dance group or band or something. But it's just hot chicks on TV. So
I tended to go ahead and like leave out some information for Jen because I wanted to see her reaction.
Well, look, it's still hot chicks. It's just in a different format. It's on TV versus in a band.
But
or
Jen,
a dance group.
It's way more than hot chicks. Actually, it actually promotes woman empowerment.
Jesus.
It's a really wow.
What? Oh, sorry.
This one.
You shave your legs, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. And the armpits.
So you know what? I'll go ahead and leave Nancy to explain what Archangels is all about.
Women empowerment.
Right.
What's the deal with Archangels?
Okay, so Archangels is a group of female bodyguards. And
oh, okay. I like that.
Thank you. We stand up against domestic violence.
Oh, okay.
And most of us have experienced domestic violence. One time or another. It only took me one time to figure out I am not going to get in this situation again. Because the scary part about domestic violence is that when you protect yourself, you will do what you need to do to protect yourself. So basically, Archangels is just here to promote even men that have been abused.
Oh, yeah.
Men that have been abused. Yeah, like, hey, let's, you know, give you a voice so you can protect yourself and spread the good word. And
Jenny abuses me often, so.
Yeah, I can see that.
I know about that.
Okay. You've never complained about it.
You don't do it. I mean, it hurts. No, I'm serious. But seriously, though. But in all seriousness, though, that's really cool, though, that you guys are, like, doing that. You know, you're promoting, you know, the stop to domestic violence for both genders. Because not many people understand that men actually do get abused as well.
Exactly. My dad was one. My mom used to beat the crap out of my dad.
That's pretty sad.
And I don't talk about that kind of stuff, like, ever.
And I think a lot of people don't because it is embarrassing. I know when I was abused, my family knew about it. But, of course, I didn't want to tell them because then I was afraid that they would interfere. But the good thing is it's the fact that you do want to hold on to your support team. And some people don't have that. And that's why I think it's important for Archangels to be out there. And Archangels also, us being bodyguards, we're taught how to defend ourselves. But it's also a job too, where we can take the bodyguard part and make it a job.
And that's
protect
and that,
other people.
And that's really cool because at the same time, even though there's domestic violence going on in the world, I mean, you just said so right now that it's embarrassing for women. It's also very embarrassing for men because you know, you wouldn't expect that from a man either. It's very emasculating. So at the same time, you know, it's kind of like no guy wants to say, "Yeah, I'm getting my ass whipped by a woman," you know, because you know men are like that, you know. And so it's embarrassing for a woman as well because you know. They don't want that you know, personal stuff out there like that. So it's that type of stuff where it's like...
And some of us don't say anything. Mm-hmm. And, like, some of us are away from home, and we get caught in those situations, and our family doesn't know where we are, and then something really bad could have happened to you, and your family would never have known what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
I had that experience, and I'm glad that... Thank God. God saved me. Good. Let's just put it that
Absolutely.
Way. So I'm here. You know, and there's a lot of other women out there who've... been the same type of stuff, so and men too, actually. Right. Like I said, my dad. So it goes both ways.
And we just got joined right now by the awesome director Brandy Irwin. She's going to be directing the reel for Archangels, which is going to be really awesome. This woman is an amazing cinematographer, director, underwater. You know, director, photographer, everything. You know, we have her in the studio right now. She just walked in along with Mr. DeAndre Adams.
Yeah.
Bodyguard to the stars.
That's texting. He's not even paying attention right now.
He never does.
I hate him sometimes when he does this stuff.
When last time when he was on the air, you know.
Well, he could talk on the mic. I mean, don't be shy or anything, you know. He's nice and quiet, but...
I'm talking mad stuff this time.
Hey.
Are you beefing? Who are you beefing with right now?
Tell your boy Corey to hit me up. I'm just kidding. I sent a mail to his people, but I still haven't heard back yet.
You know what's so funny?
I'm being snubbed.
Jen, you know what's so funny? Here comes Dre consistently calling us on the line, on the phone, and now he's all quiet.
I know. The first time he's quiet.
Nobody's
always trying to promote his people, and then when his people are in here, he kind of steps back.
He's like one of those telephone tough guys.
No, but that's cool.
Guys, you know?
No, I like the fact that he steps back, though, and lets the people he brings in shine. He was just on that one time. That was his time to shine.
Right.
Well, I mean, this is
time.
Well, he's the creator, but he's the creator. He's the creator of Archangel, so he needs to.
Well,
be
there
talking.
You go. Yeah. So that's a big thing too.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Last night.
Yeah, we actually had a shoot last night, and Dre got his ass whooped a couple of times by the girls. Yeah.
No way.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They did a great job too.
That's hot. Do you have any footage? I want to see this.
Yes. Yes. Brandy. Actually, she was the director. Brandy was directing.
Good job sniping
everybody. I love it.
Brandy was directing it. Brandy was directing it. She did an amazing job. How you doing, Brandy?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm here. I'm here. I don't know how I'm here, but I'm here. I was like, it's funny too because
I thought
it was going to be
because
late.
Because the will of Jenny says so.
Right here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog.
Exactly.
Channel 1. I got to plug that in.
LA
Talk Radio.
Don't forget that part.
Right? I always keep forgetting that little tiny part. That little tiny part.
Oh, somebody's calling.
Oh, who could it be?
Hark! Who's calling? Hello, you're on Jenny's Real Talk of the Blog, Channel 1, LA Talk Radio. What up? Hello?
Yoo-hoo!
Hello?
Bueno?
Hello? Oh, called failed. Oh, the call failed. failed.
See, that's that bullshit.
Back.
That's
try
that bullshit right there.
Back.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Stuff happens. You know, people's phones cut out and stuff. And
so I want to get a little more background on Brandy right now, because I spoke for her, but I want her to speak for herself.
Well, I would imagine
so. She could go ahead and tell us a little bit about herself.
Why, thank you. Thank you for having me today. Were you a little worried you were going to be late today?
I was pulling my hair out.
Did I keep you up too late last night?
Yeah.
Right. Been a while since I heard her talk about a woman that way.
Right? No. She was helping. She was actually teaching me how to edit. She's teaching me a lot of stuff about film.
Okay, nice.
And I was like, she was all like, her eyes were like wide open. I was like, I'm awake. Yeah, no, wait, I'm fine. There was something right there. I saw it.
I couldn't hang.
You know. Eventually.
Oh, here we go again. Let's try this.
All right.
This is LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Connie.
Hi. Connie, how are you doing? She's one of the Archangels that couldn't be here today.
What up, Connie?
How you doing, Connie?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. How is everyone there?
Hi, Connie. It's Nancy.
Yes, lovely.
It's Brandy. Brandy and Andrea here, too. How are you?
Good.
And we got DeAndre in the back passing gas.
DeAndre's blowing raspberries.
As usual.
He's got the turtle head peeking out. Anyways, so Connie, I mean, it's sad that you couldn't be here today.
I know. You know how your schedule kind of conflicts, so I wish I was.
Screw the schedule. You can still make it here. Just drive like a bat out of hell and make it over here.
I know, right?
So, Connie, how excited are you to be a part of the Archangels Project?
I am extremely, extremely excited about the Archangels Project. Their mission is right in line with what, you know, I believe in. When Dre first said what he was going to do with this project, I was 100% all in. And I think it's a great, great thing regarding promoting, you know, female bodyguards.
So have you ever been a bodyguard yourself? Have you ever been a bodyguard yourself?
I am a licensed security guard.
Wow.
Nice.
So you could kick ass and take names then.
There you go. If I have to, they won't let me. But hey, you know, if I have to, I do.
Dre last night at all either.
That's very true. I saw you, Connie, and Brandy's right. You didn't take it easy on Dre at all. Like not even a little bit. It's almost like you wanted to beat him up. You know,
was he a human punching bag last night.
He literally was.
Okay,
nice.
I think she wanted to do more to Kevin, but she was being polite.
Oh wow.
Yeah, well, because the thing is, Kevin is actually one of the trainers. He's the trainer for the girls.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so. They were all learning all aspects of martial arts and everything from Kevin.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting situation. And Connie, she did it, like, as well as Nancy, as well as Candace Pratt, who should probably be calling very soon as well. She's another Archangel. All three of them have been learning, you know, different types of techniques and things like that on how to take down people in the middle of a, you know, trying to protect, you know, with their detail and everything.
Cool.
So it's really awesome to watch them all evolve in like becoming better, you know, better bodyguards, better security, things like that. So, you know, it's really cool to see that. And Connie, you know, you guys are doing a great job. And is this something that you're trying to pursue a little further?
Most definitely. I think that with the springboard that we're starting here with the Archangels, you know, the female bodyguards, everyone knows what a male bodyguard look like. Female bodyguards are kind of undetected. They can get underneath the radar and kind of give you a surprise element. Also, too, it promotes us as being, you know, powerful, strong, confident women. And I totally agree with that, too. And taking it to another level, you know, my goal is to learn a form of martial arts.
Woo-hoo.
And continue with my training.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
That's
like
awesome.
That.
And I like that, too. And just so, you know, Nancy's got some background in what happened with domestic violence and everything like that. How about you, Connie? Have you ever experienced anything involving domestic violence yourself or a friend or anybody?
Most definitely. I am a domestic violence survivor. Most definitely. People really understand. They don't speak about it, but domestic violence crosses all lines, economic, racial, and financial. When I was involved with a domestic violence situation, I thought, it's not happening to me. You know, I have a degree. I have a computer information system degree. I'm a professional woman. How is this happening to me? I make this, you know, a certain amount of income. It doesn't matter with domestic violence. It crosses all lines. It with physical, mental, emotional, financial, it'll come at you at any different angle. And if you talk to most women, yes, most women have experienced some type of domestic violence, whether it's physical, emotional, or financial.
So was the reason why you decided to become security, was part of the reason because you went through that yourself?
Yeah. When you're on the other end of that situation, you see, and you're not prepared, you feel helpless. I said, I'll never feel helpless again. So that's why I started pursuing, you know, doing the security guard thing, taking classes regarding self-defense classes, and it evolved. And this project just fits perfectly into what I want, which is never be caught off guard again.
Beautiful. Well, you know what? We look forward to seeing you on the Archangels Project very soon. And thank you so much for calling in, Connie. Again, hopefully we could have you in again physically so we could talk a little bit more about what's been going on with you.
Right. Okay.
Thank you, Connie.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for your time, Connie. Guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye, Connie.
Have a good one.
Awesome.
That was nice
wow.
for her to call in like that.
No, that was there really cool. That was really cool. So
I like it.
So I mean, this project obviously is escalating.
Yeah, absolutely.
More and more.
Absolutely. And as it should. And I like to see that. And like I talked to you know, Dre and, you know, even Brandy getting to know me. You know, I have a background in working with youth and from social services, foster care, and the juvenile detention system. And people just don't understand how bad it is out there for youth, male and female. And I think just me having that experience will also be able to bring that to this platform. So it's not just about the domestic part of it, but also our future, which is our kids, that, you know, we need them to keep strong and stay strong. So we can have a brighter future.
Definitely. And Brandy, you're directing the sizzle for this project. How did you get involved with the Archangels Project?
Well, I got involved in this project because Dre and I are extremely close friends. Mm-hmm. The element of friendship is very strong between us, and we have spent a significant amount of time together, and I know how passionate he is about this project. I do own a production company. I'm a producer, director, filmmaker. So I do have all, you know, everything that it takes to help him get this project off the ground. And unfortunately, in this industry, if you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars, your project doesn't go anywhere.
We got another caller.
Okay. Awesome.
You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Who am I talking
to? Hey. Candace Pratt here with the Archangels Female Bodyguards for Celebrities.
There's the other Archangels calling in right now.
And how did you think we were going to have time to play fucking music?
I thought physically they were going to be here. Because that's what I was told.
Oh, let me go. I have to pick up my aunt.
It wouldn't really matter because each person gets a time on
I'm
the
sorry.
Mic. So.
No, we'll make it
care.
Up. We'll make it
we
up.
We don't
to
care.
You.
No, I'm talking about Dave, not you.
Hey, you know, and I'm
okay.
telling you
I'm
what happened.
I'm his ass.
I'm telling you what happened on my end. So, Candace, how are you doing today?
I'm giving him.
I am doing great. How are you?
We're well. We're here in the studio having a great old time and wishing you were here. It's like one of those like cards from on the trip or something like that. Hey, wish you were here. So Candace, tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Archangels Project.
Well, like I said, my name is Candace Pratt. I'm a female bodyguard for celebrities. I got introduced to it by DeAndre Adams.
Nice.
I've always been somebody that is kind of always looking for the always looking to help the person, the odd person out. So with the female bodyguard for celebrities, we have a chance to be able to help other women be able to stand up for themselves. And a lot of, actually all the women that we have part of the female bodyguards for celebrities.
That's cool.
Okay. Did you get cut off or something?
Yeah. Still there?
Candace?
So
I think she did get cut off.
I think she went through a tunnel.
This happens to Candace's phone a lot. I think her phone died. Watch, it happened like last time it died.
That's okay. She'll call back.
That's right.
So we're going. Okay, so let's go back to Brandy. So Brandy, you have your own production company. Hopefully, we won't get interrupted again because it's like the third time we're trying to do this. So
I'll finish quickly about the Archangels project question. Unfortunately, in this industry, if you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars, your project doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, we have everything that it takes to make this happen. Just to give you the correct terminology, what we're really working on here is a trailer for the Archangels project, not a sizzle, because we're putting a lot more time and effort into it, and also doing a lot more with the girls, with their skills. So it will be more of a trailer and an introduction than a sizzle.
Back. No,
perfect time.
Dropped out. Never
you know
mind.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get Candace in here because like, her phone keeps on coming in and out. So we're gonna have to physically have her in here in order to interview her a little bit more. So,
let's try it again.
Let's see.
All right, this is Candace. We get you again. We got you.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm in a bad there service area.
Stay right. Don't walk. Stay right where you're at. Make sure your bar stay like all the way up, because otherwise we're gonna lose you again. Like we did right now.
I know. Right? You're like no.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
No. We're gonna have to talk to Candace later on. So
I'm blocking her number. I'm just kidding.
No, right.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We're gonna have to take her call later on.
So
Brandy, you actually have tons of experience in directing, in cinematography and everything. What's your background exactly?
I have my background.
Background in everything in entertainment.
Well, to quickly run you through it, I started out years ago as a model, and I got bored with that very quickly because I didn't know it at the time, but I was actually a producer trying to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I became a photographer myself, and I had this dream that I wanted to shoot fashion models underwater. So I traveled to the Caribbean, and I lived over there overseas for a few years and learned how to do underwater photography and underwater cinematography and filmmaking. So I shoot a lot of things underwater.
Sounds really cool.
But I do work with people, not just fish and mermaids. I work with just
fish and mermaids.
Landlubbers as well.
Yeah, you won't be working with Jenny because Jenny don't go underwater.
I do produce a whole lot more than I direct. But I love directing because I love being involved with the talent. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it's just one of those things that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I like about myself is that I really like working with people, and I like working with my crew, and I appreciate my crew, because so many times I've been on set and I've seen the crew be treated horribly.
Yeah,
like some of them don't matter, and I make it a point to make sure that my crew, whether it's someone in craft services or it's a DP or it's a well-known director, I make sure that everybody knows that their job is equally important, and it takes the entire team to make the production to run smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate everybody that's on set with me. And I also enjoy teaching people like you who are eager to learn.
Yay.
And let me just tell you something, just from the little experience that I had last night, filming with Brandy, it was just an amazing experience. She's very incredibly professional. She is very direct, and she's insanely organized to a point of OCD, which is really cool because you have to be with all the equipment that she has. And it was just really awesome to just experience a little bit, because I that's just a little piece of what she's all about. She's got so much more to offer in this industry, and it's just so refreshing to finally be able to learn from somebody that actually knows what the hell they're doing and is and understands how to treat people as equals and not as somebody that's below them, even though she has more experience and can run circles around me and anybody else that doesn't, has no idea what the hell they're doing. She's still still, you know, takes the time to go ahead and treat them very well, very professionally. And we have fun too. Like she just had, I had a great time. We were laughing. We were doing a bunch of joking things. I mean, when Dre was on the ground, we, you know, I dogpiled it. It was freaking awesome. You know,
well,
so
this is what I say about creatives. You know, we do have a shot list when we're on set. As long as we get what's on the shot list,
right.
When I have, you know, good directors and good DPs, if they see something that's working really well and it looks good, I always tell them, be creative, go with it. As long as we get what's on the shot list and you see something that you like, we all don't have the same eye. We don't all have the same vision. You might see something that I don't. So as long as we get what's on this said list and you feel like being creative and having a good time, then go with that. And I find that that really kind of gives the crew incentive to do a really good job.
Do we
want to
try this again? No.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah. She's going to be coming to know. So what's the ultimate goal for you, Brandy? Like, besides the underwater photography that you got going on, besides Archangels, besides these projects, what's the ultimate goal?
I work a lot with clients like National Geographic, Discovery. I film things like Shark Week. I do specials for Nova. I've done everything from, you know, IMAX 3D films to TV specials for Nat Geo. I have, you know, a brand. My nickname is the girl with the gills because I do a lot of water work. I have a clothing line that's about to launch that is for women of water because for many years women, I'm a dive master, so I'm a woman diver, and we've been at the mercy of buying men's gear for so many years, it's sickening. So I've created a line for women. I will do a few men's pieces. It's going to be called Gills Wear, so that it's a more unisex name, but it's very practical, useful clothing. I'm not trying to compete with Victoria's Secret or anything like that. And I kind of say that it's a clothing line created by me, for women like me.
Nice.
It's sporty and practical. And, you know, it's cute. It's not like grandma wear anything. It's really cute.
It's not like Dre wear.
Because I have a background in fashion, panties. So I have a little.
You have a little bit of a know-how in it. So.
And there's a television series that goes along with The Girl with the Gills also.
Cool.
And that's going to be shopped around to network. Probably within the next 4 months.
Nice.
And we'll be talking about that very soon.
I see.
once we're allowed to.
Disney. No, I'm just kidding.
That could work at the same time. Yeah. No, that's really, but that's really awesome though. It seems like you have a lot of things going on, and you have a bright future ahead of you. You know, you already have a bright present in front of you, which is really, really cool. And like I said, you know, working with you is going to be. In my opinion, working with you is going to be an adventure.
Yeah,
you know. So we'll see how that goes. But
I was going to say some stuff a few minutes ago, but like I decided not to do that. Yeah, I was trying to be, you know. I was like, how much smoke are you trying to blow up her ass?
Yeah, I know. No, but no. Hey,
no,
you know
but
what?
I do want to add.
You know what? But you know what?
I'm being an ass.
You know what? Truth is truth.
I
give it
going on and on.
Let me tell you this much. It's like
she's a wonderful person.
Well, it's like when I told you, Jenny, when you went ahead and you had me come on the show as your co-host, I was incredibly grateful for the opportunity that you gave me to come on board.
I just thought you were always a cool dude, and
you know what?
You know, you're smart and funny.
Thank you. I'm always grateful for any opportunities
that are in front of me. You'd be the dude aspect to like my stuff, so like I just thought that it made sense.
Which I appreciate because, like I said, every
the last one didn't work out. Too much fucking estrogen.
Yeah.
And she's having straight.
Well, you know, and
I mean, see you next Tuesday.
Did I teach you that one?
No, I taught you that.
No, you didn't teach me that one. I already knew that one.
No, I've known that one for decades.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite ones.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey, see you next Tuesday.
Well, you know, and it's really cool that Brandy is linked up with the Archangels because she's got she pretty much has her concept as, you know, in a sense, woman empowerment as well. Mm-hmm. Her clothing line is very much woman driven, as well as the Archangels project is also woman driven.
I think Candace's head is going to spin off. Into the universe because she's called in like 3 times now and I want to answer but I'm afraid that if she calls in now
it ain't gonna work. It's gonna drop.
I'm just worried like that it's gonna drop again.
Dre, do me a favor, come in
some other show. We'll bring you guys back or something.
Since she's not here, why don't you give us a little background about Candace?
I'm not gonna do it because I'm not special. It's her, not me.
Okay. Well,
I'll say this, last night I was filming last night all of the women, and they all looked incredible on camera. I actually didn't get much sleep at all last night because I went through all the footage, put it all together, and binned it.
Because you're busting your ass.
Candace did a phenomenal job. Each of the women had a skill that they excelled in, and you can see that on camera. They all brought something to the table that was different and unique, and they're all very strong, driven, not just characters, but actual women and individuals, and they have a lot to offer the series and a lot to offer women out there and a strong message to get
I always like watching tough chicks kick ass, because some of my favorite TV shows on the whole fucking planet have been like Buffy, Angel, Charmed, all egocentric around females kicking somebody's fucking ass. Bad dudes, whatever, you know, bad people.
Bad hombres. Whatever.
Bad chicks, too. There's bad females in the show too. Right. It's not just like they don't want to just say it's just dudes, but you know.
Candace,
but it's, I like that kind of stuff. Yeah, she's calling again. I'm sorry, Candace. We just do not have enough time for you to call in at this point, because I think we're going to take it on out. We're going to say goodbye to our wonderful Archangels family here.
Where can we find you guys?
Now part of the Jenny's Real
Talk. Where can
family.
We find the Archangels project?
We're
talking about social media.
You can find them. We're in the process of creating a website for them right now.
I was trying to find you,
but. Right now, we're really big with hashtags, so everything is going to be hashtag Archangels.
Okay, that's what I did on Twitter. I put hashtag Archangels, literally the way you had it spelled.
Archangels.
I did it like that, so that's good.
And anybody who wants to contact us, hashtag us.
Okay, good. Because that's what I did earlier. I did hashtags. I didn't know how else to find you.
And Brandy, how can we find any projects that you have going on, anything that you have going on?
I am the girl with the gills, so you can find me at
the. I really think you should totally go, like, friggin', like, Disney on that show.
Oh no, it's completely way bigger than Disney.
No, I just meant in the sense of like that just sounds like an awesome like spin-off like cool show, some little
TV
girl
show,
and I don't know.
The TV show
cool.
will be something it's a mix of National Geographic, The Travel
That would be nice.
And
though.
Animal Planet. Oh.
Okay, I can see that. No, I can see that.
Yeah. So the girls with the gills, the girls with the gills or girl with the gills?
The girl with the gills.
Thank you, Doc.
Yeah, that sounds like a really great Nat Geo show. I could see that kind of like being on Nat Geo.
There's
or
a lot of travel.
Animal Planet, anything like that, yeah. It sounds like a great market for all
there's a lot of animals, marine life, sharks, whales.
Well, we're going to say goodbye to Archangels.
Oh, now you want to talk. All day you've been quiet.
Now you want to talk. I got 4 minutes left.
Now you want to talk.
Okay. Dirty Machine is not getting their song played today. All right.
No, it's okay. I don't need that. Basically, what I'm trying to say is we have a motto. Dirty Machine, I apologize. I'll come see you guys play.
It's okay. We're going to go see them tonight at the Viper Room. And don't forget, Viper Room tonight.
I can handle it.
Free show.
Thank you for everybody for letting us come in today, for one.
Of course.
Thank you for being here.
Number one. Number two is we have our own motto. We say, you can beat us, but you can't defeat us. Archangels for life.
Amen. Amen.
Jen, I think we still have time for Dirty Machine.
You can beat us, but you can't defeat us.
Let's close out with Dirty Machine anyway.
Yeah.
Let's do it anyway.
Archangels.
And
go
Archangels.
See
thank you very much.
Our family, our friends,
Dirty
our
Machine
buddies.
Tonight
Dirty
at the Viper
Machine.
Room.
We're going to be there.
Yes, we are.
The hosts of Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Well, I'm going to be there. I don't know if you are or not, but I'm going to be there as
well.
James Muse. I don't know if you're going to be there.
And
or not,
next week, we have the Slam Girls in
Slam
the
girls,
house.
Yes. And then we
can.
And the 28th will be Slanderous from Ontario, California, another heavy metal band. So we will give the July schedule here next week or the week after. But here we go. We're going to play a little Discord by Dirty Machine
on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio, Channel 8. Channel 1.
See you guys next week.
Next week. Something, I don't know.
You a liar. You a liar. You a liar. You a liar. Talk a big game if you can't deliver. People like you never seem to give up. The hope, the dream, the lie, the scheme. Running off every vice that you see. What's wrong? What's right? You can't take what's mine. To the facts and the past and the bet that you made. Just to comprehend yesterday. I see the lines on the page. Are feeling infinitely. It never makes sense.
sense to me. Never makes sense to me. Hell no, you're trying.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.